Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Happy holidays, everyone. I hope that you are in the spirit of one loving, giving, and really bringing value. And I was listening to my intro, and I hope that I'm bringing you value every single day that I am on the show. And also, I do want to remind you that you can download our podcast and take us with you every day. I've had so many incredible speakers giving their heart on the air, and that's what it's all about. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And of course, I'm wishing you all just an incredible weekend. And of course, as we are starting to feel that urge of panicking maybe to get your gifts and stuff, remember that time is really the best gift you can ever give anybody. So, of course, I want to start our show with something uplifting, and this is actually going to lead right into my first amazing guest. And, of course, when you change your thoughts, remember to also change your world. So many of us, we wonder why didn't anything change. And it's like you change your thoughts, but you go do the same thing again. And so, of course, I'm so excited to bring back a guest that's been on my show throughout this year. I hope that he continues to join us next year, but Daniel Stather. And, of course, he's a life coach, an energy healer. He's a speaker and intuitive. And he is going to take us through really those triggers that have maybe held us back in 2023. And I want to have him really work with us through those so that this year, inviting 2024 in, we don't have those same triggers. We don't have those same things that are going to hold us back and the stress. So, Daniel, are you there?
I am, Kim. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And so you work with so many people. Is this something like I loved my start of my show, because you could change your thoughts, but you go right back to doing the same thing you used to do, right?
Yeah, that's very true. What it is that, you know, our thoughts are only on one level, but it's really about the energetics within us, right? We all sit in a bubble, in an aura, and what's going on internally within that is what really is reflected in the outside, and what our really reality is what we're experiencing. So when we talk about these triggers, that's exactly what it is. It's really these energetic charges that are stored in our mind, body, and spirit that are producing these reactions to someone or something that we have on a regular daily basis.
I love it. So where do triggers come from? And maybe for our listeners, let's just say, if they don't know, it's a pretty common word lately. And what are triggers?
Yeah, so that's exactly what it is, right? So these triggers are, one good example is really, you know, most of us drive, right? So as we're driving, something happens on the road, we get cut off, or, you know, we almost get into an accident, right? That's how we usually handle that, is we get angry or frustrated or upset, right? Those are kind of triggers. Those are actual triggers. So something within us that happened usually when we were in, you know, earlier years that we have no idea that's stored in our subconscious mind and or in our body, that we store this energy charge, it gets reintroduced when something happens in our external reality, in our everyday life.
Wow. And so are triggers good? I mean, do we need them?
Triggers are good to the point that it allows us to see what's really there, that these energetic charges are within us, right? Because awareness is very powerful, right? Until we're aware of something, we can't really change it, and it just keeps happening over and over again. And so this is a beautiful thing of like, okay, I got upset here. Why did I get upset, right? Now we kind of explore, you know, getting to the actual cause of where this is coming from and where it's within us.
Oh, okay, great. So what happens if we don't address these triggers. It's like carrying baggage around for, you know, all of 2023, maybe even for your life. I don't know, right? What happens to us?
Yeah, that's a great question. In fact, this is interesting because when you look at the word dis-ease, right, you actually can separate it into two separate words. It's dis-ease, so we're not at ease. So when I went through energy healing school, it was very interesting because there was a lot of different people, mostly women that went there. They were at such a state of the stress just became an everyday thing. They didn't really realize how much stress they were actually carrying, how much stress they were actually having within their body. So over time, what this actually shows up is actually different things that we would call like a disease, right? Cancer or actual, different physical pains that keep coming up. That's because of these triggers that keep happening. It's almost like we're constantly in a state of stress 24/7, and we don't know how to stop it.
That's really interesting. And so, okay, how do we get out of this? How do we take those triggers, address them, and try to get rid of them?
Right. So most of the things that I've seen that it takes more than just you being aware of them and trying to shift it, because a lot of people have tried like meditation or what's another thing that normally people do with mindfulness is another name for meditation, right? Or just trying to do it on the mental plane of being like a positive thinker. Those do help, but it takes a longer time to get there. You actually have to go into the cause of it, which is the energetic start of where it happens. So a lot of these things as kids, what we don't really realize that, we don't know how to handle those energetic charges when something happens, like our parents yell at us for something, we blame ourselves. And so that energetic charge of blame, shame, or guilt just gets locked in at that point. And so until we find a way to clear that out, and 9 times out of 10, I find that most of the stuff that I actually needed help with myself, and that was the whole reason why I went to energy school, to know that, hey, it's really me, and if I fix me, then I fix everything that's happening in my external reality, which I have hundreds of thousands of experiences just going through my own shift and change energetically.
I love it, going through your own shift. I like how you said that. And that is really, it's a shift, right? It's a shift of thinking, because if we're constantly going through this, one, it's a stress on our body, right? It doesn't get a chance to heal itself. I see that you kind of wrote something about like it's the essence of killing yourself slowly, right?
Yeah, exactly, right. Because that's the thing. Like, if in order to have healing, there has to be a period of just a stable rest. And without these triggers and anxiety and dis-ease within your body, right? The body can actually heal itself naturally, but if you're always in a state of constant stress, it can't. It only just develops more disease. And that's the problem, right? That's why you're kind of locked into that. So until you actually get to the cause, it has to keep repeating. And then also, too, there's the other thing with, based on the law of attraction, right? Like attracts like. So you're continually attracting these experiences where you get caught off on the road, or, somebody cuts you in line while you're standing in the grocery store or something along those lines, right? It does it, different places and different spaces, but it's essentially the same thing. It's essentially the same trigger that you keep experiencing.
Wow. And so can you share some examples of how you've helped clients get rid of these triggers? And to really, like, for once and for all, live your best life. That's what this show, that's why I got into this, is really sharing different people's experience so that they can honestly have their best life and they've learned from somebody else. There's a song, when you get to the top, turn around and help the next person in line. And that's just been my, we can't learn. What you don't know, you don't know. But when you do know, how do we make it different?
Yeah, it's very true. I agree with all that, right? It's really helping yourself first and then helping other people, right? Kind of like the oxygen mask that comes on the airplane. You got to put on yourself first.
Exactly.
And some examples are, this one guy I worked with, he had lots of triggers about just people upsetting him, like to the point of getting angry. And you know, of course, you'd say the wrong thing. You know, most of the time when you get angry, he wouldn't just walk away. He'd almost like want to, you know, argue with the person or speak his mind in a bad way. And again, that doesn't cause anything because now you projected that energy onto that person and they just return it to you, right? So we had worked through various sessions to try to clear that out. What we found was there's a lot of traumas at childhood and also the relationship with his parents. And he doesn't have that anymore. You know, he can go out and people can say things and it doesn't affect him like it used to. And he basically has freedom from that now.
I love that. Yeah. And there's people that have like even body image. They can't even walk out of the house because they don't feel like they're good enough or that, you know, people aren't going to like them. Is that a trigger? Is that considered a trigger?
Yeah, they're all triggers. Like anything that, even to the point of phobia, right? You're scared of snakes, you're scared of heights. I mean, I've cleared people of that too, because they're like, they actually fell to their death in a previous lifetime. So we had to work through that. The other thing was with this other lady, she was, her entire life, there was no situation or circumstance or place she could be where she didn't feel safe. And we found that there was a lot of trauma in childhood, a lot of past life stuff. And after the fourth session, she was cleared completely. So for the first time in her entire life, she actually felt safe in her body and was safe just to exist. Amazing.
Wow. That's just incredible. And how sad that there's so many people out there. And, you know, I just want to give out our phone number, of course, 805-419-0008. We are at the end of 2023. If you are experiencing any of these feelings that we're talking about, triggers, it could be as simple as feeling like everybody's against you, or maybe, you know, every time you talk to your children, they don't answer. And you know, I mean, there's just so many things, so many triggers. You know, maybe you didn't have a great relationship, you know, with your family or your parents or any of those things. You know what, Daniel, give your number. And I also know that you have a lot of practices on your website, correct?
There's a spot where you could just get a free consultation just to kind of, if you just want to talk this out or get an understanding. I do basically assess kind of people where they're at, you know, whether you want to go further or not. That's perfectly up to you. But at least you kind of know, like, maybe you've noticed some things, but you really don't know how deep it is. And that's something you can explore. But my phone number is 716-748-7547.
And your website?
And I was just going to mention, my website too is danielstather.com. So that's danielstather.com.
And so when they call you or when you're working with people and you're moving them past these triggers, talk to us about that. What is it that, you know, I know that you tune in to this, correct?
Yeah, basically it's the allowance of me to kind of see and know what's going on energetically with you, to be able to assess, you know, where things are off energetically, the stuck energy, different things within your energy field. And so that way it's kind of like me looking into an x-ray to your body in a sense and seeing what's off and then knowing from there where to go. And so energetically I can move some certain, you know, things out, and then there's other things that can affect you, like entities or different spirits, and they call them bad spirits. But either way, this all can be removed and adjusted so that you know, you're actually can notice a difference physically. Some people are very sensitive, right? They'll know right away. But either way, it's all that it, you know, once it's removed, it doesn't come back, type of thing, right? So that's the beautiful thing about it.
That is the beautiful thing. Let me ask you a question. I know that we talked previously and you are so busy right now. Do you think it's because it's the end of the year? And I mean, we've had some traumatic, the world is in a kind of a crazy place. People are very anxious and unsure of their surroundings. Do you think that people are just looking to get relief in their life.
Yeah, exactly. And those are the type of things that go on like a deeper level of fears, right? So, but what's interesting about that is most of the thing that we do fear are the things that we can't control. So this is one of the things about a big, when we talk about a shift, when you shift it energetically, you know, first we get rid of the triggers, but then you realize on a conscious level, you're like, well, I really can't control it anyway. And so why does it matter, right? It's going to play out however it's going to play out, and we just let it be. And so if you come to that place of like, you know, just compromise for, well, it exists, but it doesn't affect me and I can't do anything about it, then you're really free at that point, right? You've kind of moved past it. And so that's the thing about, you know, when we remove these triggers and we understand that it's energetics within us, then we don't have these key experiences of this disease, and we can actually be at peace and enjoy our life and be in the moment with our friends and family. And that makes life way more enjoyable.
I love that. And if you are not driving right now, don't do this if you're not. If you're driving, you can pick my podcast up afterwards. But close your eyes for a second and really just take a deep breath and just to feel that calmness in your heart, in your body, in your mind, in your soul, of like feeling like, ah, this feels so different. I feel at ease. I feel right. I mean, that's what this would do for you, right? Because a lot of people live in a constant panic.
Yeah, exactly. But what it is that, like what you described, though, is you kind of have to put yourself in that state. This is where you actually live in that state. Right? So that's a big difference. So it's not that you're always at stress and you're always being triggered. You're just seeing things happen and hearing and experiencing things, but it's not bothering you, right? You're like, oh, okay, that's interesting. And then you just move on. Where before it's like, well, you had a reaction and you didn't even realize you're reacting to it and you didn't even have a chance to respond to it energetically. It's just how you're pre-programmed. That's why they're called triggers, right? Because it's like, you know, like a gun, boom, it goes off, right?
Right.
So that's the difference.
That makes so much more sense. Daniel, always a pleasure to talk with you. And again, I can't wait. I really would love you to come back. There's so many things that what you do can help people. Again, give out your website one more time.
Sure. It's danielstather.com, danielstather.com.
There you go. And leave us with one, like we have less than a minute left, one thing that people can do to really get into the 2024, starting their day in a positive way.
Just when you're in the moment of a trigger, try to not let it trigger you, right? Just say, I would just concentrate on your breath at that point.
There you go.
Just focus
and be aware.
On breathing in and out.
Be aware.
Yeah.
I love it.
Right.
I love it. Daniel, thank you so much for being here. Happy holidays, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Thank you, Kim. Same to you. Bye for now.
All right. Take care. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We're going to grab some commercials and hear some things from our great sponsors. Thank you so much. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you. You my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do, say girl, I know you.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadlines. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit tntams.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to tntams.com. Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here, being here, listening to us, and joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, my next guest, Noah Lang. She's the co-founder and CEO of Stride Health. We're going to figure out how to actually choose quality and affordable health insurance when you're self-employed. All right, let's welcome her.
We're actually looking at this right now, and it's not as easy as we think because there's so many complications. We just got a note saying, like, one of our local hospitals isn't covering that, and we were like, oh, great, now what do we do? So, of course, let's just talk about this for a second. 47% of independent workers saying choosing health insurance is too complicated, and then they just give up. So, of course, I thought that this would be really interesting, bringing Noah Lang, co-founder and CEO of Stride Health. Noah, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business.
Thank you for having me, Kim.
Yeah, so is it really like, I mean, am I not alone?
You are not alone. If you feel overwhelmed, you're not the only person. I mean, on average... Actually, for this year, there's more choice than ever. The average American has 7 insurers in their area. Each has a variety of plan options, and it can be super overwhelming. There's also a bunch of terms that we don't use every day that I'm happy to break down that define how you're going to pay for healthcare for the entire next year.
No, can I give you like one clue? Could you not do this around the holiday anymore? Like you're already in that holiday realm and then all of a sudden you got to pick out your health insurance on top of it. Why did they do that?
Isn't that great? Well, the government sets that so that you can actually get your coverage for the entirety of next year before it starts. But I agree with you. It's not the easiest time of year to squeeze this in.
Yeah, let's do it in the summer when we're laying on the beach, right? And we're like, oh yeah, what do we want to have next year? So I've had this, you know, this interview for so many years now, and I just thought, hey, it would be so much easier when you're like not in that crazy mode to begin with. So let's just start off with, what is the best way to get started when choosing health insurance plans?
Well, I will share, we had a customer who wrote us yesterday who said, I was able to get insurance before I even got out of bed. So it can be easy, and we can talk about that. The best way to get started is to get started now. You know, we recommend you get covered by December 15th to get coverage for all of next year. But first, take a step back and take an inventory of what you need before you dive into the details. Don't assume last year's health plan is the right one for this year. Look at your doctor visits, your prescriptions, any conditions or mental health needs you might have before you dig into the details. The second thing is, get real and take a second to think about unexpected health events. What kind of healthcare risks could you absorb financially next year? You're another year older. Should you pay a little more for your premiums so that you pay a lot less? It's a lot less painful when you need care. And the third is to see if you qualify for tax credits to lower your premiums. Don't assume you can't, and don't assume it's hard. In LA, a family of four can earn up to $165,000 and still qualify for a tax credit. So there is a lot more help out there than ever before to lower your premiums. And at stridehealth.com, we actually partner with Covered California. We make it easy to guide you through those health plan decisions and pick the right one for your family.
Wow. You know what? I mean, what you just gave us, those skills right there, you can apply in any of your businesses. I mean, anything that you're planning, I mean, you just simplified it for us. So it's really like, what worked, what didn't work, what's changed, what do you need to do for, you know, new for 2024, right? And what do we need to know about getting our discounts and our tax credits? I love it. So how do you know if you qualify for a tax credit?
It all depends on your income. So the good news is more people than ever qualify, as I shared. You could go to Covered California, or for a more delightful experience, you can go to stridehealth.com. You just give us your zip code, your age, and you estimate your income for next year, which can be hard if you're self-employed. Take your best shot. And then we basically give you a fast and easy estimate of how much of a tax credit you'll receive next year. We'll apply it to every health plan out there to help you start making that decision about the best choice. If you are self-employed, there's a couple more things to consider, kind of pro tips, if you will. One, when you're estimating your income for next year, make sure you take into account all the potential deductions you might have. If you're a realtor who drives around a lot, or you're a DoorDasher, money you spend on your business can actually be deducted from your income when you estimate it and increase the tax credits you get to lower your cost of health coverage. The second pro tip is, by the way, you can deduct your premiums from your taxes later when you file your taxes next year. So a couple of things you can do to maximize your eligibility for tax credits.
I love it. And I love that you call them pro tips. I'm like, pay attention to detail right there, because you obviously have helped a lot of people. And for our listeners, you might not have heard that, but these are the tips to get your best, to get your credits. I mean, you work really hard, and I love that. Like, we don't think about that we're driving, or that we're on the phone, or that our jobs, you know. So take that off the top, correct? And which will make your income go further, further, right? Not down, but further. I love that. So, I love that. Noah, first of all, really quick, how do my listeners find out more about this, and where can they learn and get more support?
It's super easy. If you go to stridehealth.com, we're there to help you. If you don't want to talk to a human being, we've got a great product that guides you through picking the best health plan. We give you an apples to apples comparison to look at your premiums and estimate your medical expenses for the year so that you pick the right plan. You can also call us. We've got folks who can help you out over the phone. It's all free. We don't charge you a dime more to do it. And we partner with Covered California and all the government exchanges to provide an alternative and easy path to picking the best health coverage. I would also just add, there's a lot changing for next year. You mentioned this, that you have a hospital system that left your health plan. In California, you've got insurers joining and leaving every city every year. This year, Oscar is no longer available in California, so you might need to change plans, or you might just have a better option that costs less or offers more benefits for next year. Take 5 minutes, shop around, look at the options to change.
I love it. And of course, that is truly the brighter side of life. When one door closes, another one opens. And of course, Noah Lang, thank you so much. Of course, co-founder and CEO of Stride Health. And of course, their website is www.stridehealth.com. Thank you so much for bringing all this knowledge to us and helping our life be not as crazy during the holidays. And one more time, I just want, yeah, you're welcome. And what is our deadline, our enrollment, so that our listeners can make sure they get within that?
So in California, you can actually enroll up until the last day of the year and still get covered for January 1st. We encourage folks to get it done by December 15th. So you're all set, head off into the holidays, not worrying about your health insurance for next year.
There you go. All right, Noah, thank you so much. I look forward to talking with you again, and hopefully in June or July, you know? No.
That sounds great. We'll take care of your health insurance on the beach next time.
There you go. All right, thanks, Noah. Take care. Happy holidays, and talk to you soon.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on.
Sarah Britt is the manager for PETA, and she's going to really just talk to us. A lot of us might not know this, but they're actually hurting animals and the environment when we choose clothing that isn't vegan. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that, even including our accessories. And so, again, thank you so much for being here, Sarah. Talk to us a little bit. We don't even really think about cashmere, right? I mean, you think, like, it just comes from somewhere. But talk to us a little bit about what exactly is happening.
Yeah, well, with regard to the cashmere industry, PETA Asia has released multiple investigations into that industry in both China and Mongolia. And each time we have seen that workers treat these goats with such depravity, and they are essentially torturing them. They're pinning them to the ground as they're screaming, ripping out their hair out of their sensitive skin with these sharp metal combs. Some brands today are claiming that this method is cruelty-free, but the complete opposite is true. What we had seen is that these goats were left with these large gaping wounds with and did not receive like any type of pain relief or veterinary care. So that's just some of the reasons why people should absolutely never buy cashmere or really anything else that comes from an animal.
Okay, and of course, we're talking about wool, we're talking about leather, we're talking about down and fur, correct? I mean, and so how do we keep our animal and planet-friendly fabrics? What are they, and how do we choose those?
Yeah, there are so many beautiful, high-end vegan materials today. So like leather that's made from grape skins or mushrooms, luxurious fabrics that are made from soybeans, coconuts, warm, allergen-free vegan down that's made from wildflowers or recycled bottles. You know, all of these have a little impact on the planet and the animals who live on it.
Love that. I love that. You know, you hear about people being vegan, and it's usually their food choices, but I would love to say that I'm vegan and only wear animal-free clothing. So how can people shop and find vegan clothing? I know you're starting to see a lot more of it now. And at first I was like, this is vegan? What does that mean, you know? And so, of course, having you on my show and so many others, I'm learning a lot about that. But where do my listeners find that?
Truthfully, there are vegan options just about everywhere. In fact, most of the places that you already shop at, like Walmart or Target or Nordstrom or Macy's or even high-end designers like Gucci, Armani, they have vegan options. Just check the label when you are shopping. If it includes the word wool, leather, down, angora, or really indicates in any way that it contains the skin, feather, or fiber from an animal, just leave it on the shelf, right? No animal should ever die for a sweater or a jacket. And you can visit our website, PETA.org. We have some really handy shopping guides for clothing and accessories if you need some help.
There you go. And even, you know, I was buying a new down comforter, and I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do alternatives. So there is so many alternatives that you can. And also a lot of people are, that's where they get their allergies, correct? So it's really a win-win. And so, again, I think this is just something that we can all do our part in to really just not buy anything that's or buy everything that's animal free. And so I love that you bring this to us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Sarah, how long have you been with PETA?
I've been with the organization and in the corporate responsibility department for more than 13 years.
Wow. And so have you always been aware, and this was just your passion?
No, actually, I was, like everyone else, or for the most part, most people, I was just raised, like, just thinking that eating animals or wearing them was completely normal. There was nothing wrong with it.
Right.
I was born and raised on a sheep farm. So I have that kind of background, is just like using animals for clothing and food. But what I had seen on that farm, even it was a small local sustainable farm or so-called sustainable. But the animals there were treated horribly. In fact, what I had seen mirrored a lot of what PETA has investigated at more than 100 wool operations on four continents, where sheep are being violently kicked or beaten in the face, thrown around, having their necks stomped on. And I think as a child, when I saw that, I realized that, like, wow, these animals should not be treated like this, and maybe we should be caring more, in addition to caring about the dogs and cats so that we consider family members, to also extend our compassion to other animals as well.
I love that. I love that. Sarah, one more time, how do my listeners find out more information about this?
Everyone can go to PETA.org. There is so much helpful information there, including free shopping guides for clothing and accessories. But also you can find tips for vegan foods, cosmetics, household supplies, you name it, we have it.
I love it. All right. Well, Sarah, again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay well, and thank you for your message.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on.
Joining us today is Dr. Catherine Rowe, PhD, Chief Scientist, Laboratory Investigations, and, of course, Department of PETA. And I love talking about animals. And this is so interesting that we're going to be talking about really students, faculty, scientists, and including of course, Dr. Jane Goodall, and of course, demand end to outdated curiosities-driven experiments. And of course, we're talking about why do we do this to some of the animals, right? And I know that you are an advocate, Catherine, for all these beautiful animals. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. Yes, what. One of the things we wanted to talk to your listeners about today are these absolutely horrific experiments that are happening right now at a Harvard Medical School laboratory. An experimenter named Margaret Livingstone is taking newborn infant rhesus macaques, baby monkeys, away from their mothers at birth just so that she can deliberately interfere with their visual development. And this includes things like literally sewing their eyes shut
for up to a year.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
It's absolutely horrifying. I mean, we see a lot of horrific animal experiments at PETA, but this is beyond the pale. You know, I was shocked that this sort of procedure was even allowed in this day and age, and even more shocked that it was happening at Harvard, but it is, and it needs to stop. I mean, this is absolutely useless. It's absolutely cruel, and it's costing taxpayers millions of dollars each year. So there's, you know, a whole host of reasons why we need to get these to end.
Yeah, and who approves these? I mean, you know, in our world in 2020, going into 24. You think that we would not be doing this. And, you know, why are these experiments still happening?
Well, they shouldn't be still happening. But the way that it works is that usually for an experiment to get approved, a bunch of other animal experimenters make the decision. So you can imagine that it's a pretty biased group of people deciding whether or not somebody should be allowed to sew babies' eyes shut or take babies away from their mothers. But these experiments should be absolutely illegal in this day and age. These are procedures that used to be done in the 1960s. So the fact that they're still happening is absurd, and we need them to stop.
Yeah. So, and are they actually legal? I mean, is this even legal?
It shouldn't be, but it is. Unfortunately, if you put the label science on something, you can basically do whatever you want to an animal.
Wow.
And it's terrifying, because these are, if you heard your neighbor was sewing somebody's eyes shut, animal or otherwise, you would call the police and the police would come. But if somebody says there may be some sort of scientific knowledge we can get from taking babies away from their mothers and forcing them to wear goggles that distort their vision, then they're allowed, which is why we're asking the public to contact Harvard and ask them to stop, because that's the only way that we're going to get them to stop, is just a public, you know, outcry.
Right. I mean, we definitely need to spread the word. This is crazy. Let me just remind our listeners that are just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Dr. Catherine Rowe. You are a chief scientist. How long have you been doing this?
I have been with PETA for about 5 years. Before coming to PETA, I actually did clinical work at the National Institutes of Health. So I've been in the scientific community for a long time. But the fact that these sorts of animal experiments are going on when they are so cruel to the animals and so useless for humans has motivated me to work with PETA, because the things that go on in these laboratories is absolutely insane. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
Wow, that's incredible. So are there alternatives to these experiments? Like, you are so knowledgeable. What can we do instead of, you know, I mean, seriously, I can't even repeat what you said. Like, honestly,
we should give your listeners a trigger warning first thing in the morning, because they are sickening. Yeah, of course. There are so many better ways to study the human brain, to study human brain development, to study visual development. And people are doing that. There are literally thousands of researchers out there studying visual development non-invasively with human volunteers. The fact that Harvard is using these procedures that emerged in the 1960s today is nuts. You know, like they needed to end these 50 years ago. So the fact that they're still going on today in 2023, when there are dozens of better ways to understand human visual development. I mean, you know, depriving monkeys of normal visual input, taking them away from their mothers, it isn't science. This isn't science.
Oh my God.
This is just
bullshit. Yeah, I mean, on two counts right there, you know, as a mom and a grandmother, okay, that's one level. And then really taking your vision away, that just is disgusting. What is PETA doing to stop these experiments? And can you share that?
So one of the things we did was make people aware of it. And luckily, because these experiments are so horrifically cruel, hundreds, and I mean hundreds of experts, primatologists, anthropologists, legal experts, other neuroscientists have written to Harvard. This includes Jane Goodall, of course, as you mentioned at the beginning, have written to Harvard and to the National Institutes of Health, who are funding this, and asked them to stop. So that's one of the main things we're doing, is getting a group of scientists together and asking them to put pressure on Harvard to end these experiments. But now we need the public's help, because Harvard hasn't done anything, despite the fact that hundreds of people have told them, you can't do this. Like, you cannot do this in this day and age. They're getting $30 million to do these sorts of experiments. Right. So they're not motivated to stop. So we need public pressure at this point.
Wow. Okay, so my question to you is, again, Dr. Rowe, what can our listeners do, and how do they do it?
Yeah, so one of the things that they can do is go to PETA.org/Harvard, and on that website you'll learn all about these experiments, exactly what's happening to these poor monkeys, but you can also really quickly take action. You can send an email from that website to Harvard demanding that they stop using your money to torture these baby monkeys. A simpler thing to do, if people have their people have their phones handy, is they can text the word baby, text the word B-A-B-Y, to 73822, and that will also send a message to Harvard demanding that they end this, and they need to end this.
Okay, that's an easy one, 7322, and baby.
It's 73822. Just text the word
73822. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm doing that. Let's see. 73822, baby. Okay. I'm going to put that out there for our listeners. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And please download our podcast, and I look forward to talking with you again. And thank you for your heart.
Thank you. And thank you for letting us get the word out.
You got it. Have a great rest of your day. Take care.
And we today also have expert Dave Dickey from Verizon. And this is the first holiday sales data that's updating and helping small businesses with retail. Stay with us. Let's hear what Dave has to say.
All right. Well, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. And for our listeners that are just waking up, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, of course, we're talking about small businesses, and we want everybody to succeed. That's what this show is really all about. And, of course, learning about the tips and tech tools that are key for happy holidays and happy customers, right? And of course, joining me is Dave Hickey of Verizon, and we're going to just talk about some of those expectations, what everyone can expect for shopping for this shopping season. So Dave, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I'm pleasure being here as well, and happy holidays to you.
Well, thanks. Tell us a little bit about what are the trends in the marketplace right now?
Yeah, we do this annual survey at Verizon to focus in really on small and medium business to find out what's top of mind for them. And so some things that recently came out, this one continues to be how technology plays such an important role in the success of business owners and their ability to understand it. But some other things that came out in that survey were some things they're concerned with and how they're addressing. One is staffing. So how do they make sure that they have the right staffing? Can they create the right experience as well in their business? They're concerned with sales and really how they're going to compete. So thinking about sales and the economy and inflation, where are people going to spend their money, and competition against those big box retailers, and how they deploy kind of that deeper discounting strategy with the whole value add. And then the other part we're seeing that they're really looking at is underway is how do they divide their time between how much of their business comes online versus walking in that door. And so they've really spent time investing more in advertising ahead of the holidays too, whether that be digital or radio or other platforms, to really focus in on that. And so some of the things that really came out of this is where they're spending their time upgrading their technology. We've told them, if you want to create a great experience, especially if you're going to have staffing concerns and you want to compete with the big box retailers, upgrade your bandwidth in your location. Make sure you create a great point of sale process so the lines aren't long and moves through swiftly for them as well. And then leverage social. Think about all the apps that are available to a small and medium business today that are free of charge that you can get out there and share your product, service, reviews, share your passion and get it out there. And then make sure that you prioritize cybersecurity because that's a big one as well.
Wow, that was a lot. Thank you, Dave. Okay, so let's just start at the top. Obviously, radio, getting your message out there, right? I mean, you have to have a message that monetizes. So you can't just go out there and say something that doesn't really make sense. So you want to hook them. So you want to know that they're listening to you, correct? Any thought on that?
Yeah, you want to make sure that you're thinking about your customer, your audience, and how you want to have a value play and address for them. And technology is such a huge backbone for that. Think about it. When you interact with your customers, whether that through radio and you get them, you draw them in so they reach out to you online or they call you, what is the experience that comes through on that side? So there's so many products that are available, voice over IP solutions that make this customer seem like they've got this big attendant, someone that can take care of them, but it may only be a 2 or 3 person operation behind the scenes. So those are some things for sure that they've done. And online advertising and radio is such a big deal and making a big impact on them.
I love it. Okay, and how important is cyber security? That's a big deal right now, right?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, unfortunately, what we see is we run this, the data breach investigation report every single year. And it's just big expert report that comes through and it says, what are some of the big concerns? And what we saw is small businesses were like 23% of all attacks last year, which was pretty significant. And what they're going after is really understanding this low security, high valuable data. And they get in there through some really simple ways. And so we've got this checklist that we take our customers through to say, here's what you should do. So the first is, when you're upgrading technology, ask the security question. What do I need to protect? Who do I need to protect against? And is there information I need to know? That will open you up to a significant platform of what you should do. And then don't get overwhelmed. It doesn't mean you're having to bring in this massive system to take care of everything. There's some really simple steps that you can do. And you think about what you and I use every single day, our phones, our tablets, our computers. Well, that's where the bad actors are coming through. And they think about phishing attempts. So they're sending you an email, they're sending you a text. Don't click on those because if you don't know who it's from, it absolutely gives access. And so we're focused on employee training to ensure that you understand how to have phishing attempt security. You understand what you're getting information. Those are just a few of the areas that we take our customers through in a really simple way.
Okay. And do you bring people into the small businesses to do that?
Yeah. And so there's many ways in which we do this. So we've got thousands of reps all the way across the country. I'm in Southern California, but I've got a team that runs the whole country and they can go see you in your business. They can have a phone call just like you and I are doing today. Or you can walk into any of our corporate stores and we have SMB experts right in there that can address all of those same concerns.
Okay. And of course, I think we've covered a lot, but I want to just really concentrate on the last question. What are a few things small business owners can do to increase their sales this holiday season? Like, what is the biggest tip that you can give, Dave?
Yeah, I would say focus on experience. If you can make sure that when you walk in, that it's a good environment for them, or if they're going online, that you're keeping your inventory and other things updated using the technology available to you. And then don't be afraid to embrace technology. Think about the stuff that's available, all the AI tools that are out there that are available to you today that can really help you through it. And then how do you handle remote workforces? Because we're talking maybe retail, but you think about all the small and medium businesses and the service industry, how are you taking care of that from a remote workforce in place? There's a lot of things you can easily do there that you can talk to an expert with.
I love it. And I think that the biggest thing, and I know you kind of touched on it a little bit, is the experience. Make them feel really special, because if you're not making them feel special, somebody else will, correct?
100%. And it's really takes that, it takes a little bit of an extra effort, but as you and I both know, goes such a long ways. So I would focus on that.
I love that. All right. And where do my listeners go and find out more information about this, Dave?
You got it, verizon.com/business. And that'll get you not only connected to a ton of online products you can look at, but also experts across the country. And then also you can walk into any of our corporate stores and work with any of our SMB experts in those stores and get you set up.
There you go. All right. Well, of course, I love the key for this is happy holidays, happy customers. Kind of goes with like happy life, happy wife, right? So, So anyways, all right, Dave, thanks again for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Happy holidays and stay well.
Thanks, Kim. Happy holidays.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I always end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. I love this. Don't let yesterday take up too much of your today. With that, I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.